Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I want to give you this thought. What are we like in God's sight? I mean, as He created us, as He desires the best for us, what is it that makes us feel, look, talk, walk, and act like our Heavenly Father? There are times when I'm preaching where literally in the middle of it, I'll think, oh my stars, that sounded just like my dad. Or there are times when I try to give direction or correction to my children and I think, oh my goodness, that sounds just like my dad. But I think it's because over the course of time, we find these things that becomes tradition. We find ways in which our own family and our own life takes on a direction that seems natural and normal in our life. I ran across this poem some time ago, and I threw it in my Evernote, and I thought, well, surely someday I'll use it. And so today is that day. Listen to this poem. It has no known writer. It's just anonymous. But it says, so remember while December brings the only Christmas day. In the year, let there be Christmas in the things that you do and you say. Now, I thought that was pretty cool, but when I connect that little poem over to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 19:14, where the scriptures say, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The words that we are speaking of are words, and they move to thoughts, and those thoughts move to actions. The words we speak are reflections of our thoughts and our meditations. These God-pleasing, these God-honoring moments in our life, my wife refers to them sometimes as God winks, where it's almost like the Lord looks at you and says, that's my boy, that's my girl. They're thoughts and words that become pleasing in the sight of God because they motivate us to Christ-like actions and actions that are seen and not just heard. I guess the question that I'm really asking about in His sight today comes from that text that the psalmist wrote. Are my words, are my meditations pleasing in the sight of God? You know, I think at times, especially over the Christmas time, we can be so concerned about pleasing other people that we forget the fact that we were created to please the Lord our God. So the question keeps on ringing in my, ringing in my ears. And it sounds like this, are my thoughts pleasing to the Lord every day and not just at Christmas time, not just on Sunday morning? Do you keep the spirit of Christmas, Jesus, alive in your heart all throughout the year? Christmas brings out a host of emotions, but the greatest thing it should bring out of us is the serious and wondrous part that our mouth and our meditation of our heart be pleasing to the Lord. The greatest gift that we can give Him is to ensure that from words to thoughts to actions, that all of them reflect God our Father. And so what Jesus came to give us was that ability to live for and in the strength of our Heavenly Daddy. Aren't you grateful that Jesus came to give you that gift? Let's wrap today up with a short time of meditation. The text was talking about the meditation of our heart, and that is true. Everything we do in our meditation is a matter of our heart. So as I've shared with you before, like walking into a new room and closing the door on what we were just doing and opening your heart up to something new, let's just take a few deep breaths. Do that again. And as you settle your soul and let your shoulders kind of fall, stop and thank the Lord for two things today. What are two things you're grateful for? They don't have to be big. They don't have to be little. They just, whatever it is that the Lord brings to your mind, tell Him you're grateful for those things. And then just take another breath with me. As you've heard the psalmist write in chapter 19, verse 14, ask the Lord to search your heart. Let Him point out any way that is sinful or wicked or evil. And then ask the Lord if He would come into your life and clean you up fresh and anew. Ask Him to do for you what nobody and nothing else can do. I find that it's so easy to just speak openly with the Lord when we speak out loud. Maybe you've been able to pull off the side of the road or pull into a restaurant parking lot or step off the treadmill and be able to take a moment of solitude and quietude and share a couple of things you're grateful for with the Lord, and then let the Lord search your heart, and then ask Him to do what only He can do. And then bring something before the Lord that's for somebody else, a friend, a loved one, something that you need God to step in and supernaturally do a work for them. And just ask Him to do that. Father, we're grateful in this Christmas season that we can come to You with anything and everything, that the meditation of our heart might be pleasing to You. God, for each person listening today, give them strength and courage, give them wisdom and discernment to know how to live for You and to enjoy this season, knowing without You, it never would have happened. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me again today. I hope we'll see you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church, where services are at 9:30 or 11. And of course, they're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. You can also find a lot of information about what's happening in and around our city for Christmas at christmasinsugarhill.com. God bless you. Bye now.